We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Dunn Tire Studios. Dunn Tire. It's a done deal. This is Western New York Sports Giant. WGR Sports.
And the 3-2. Drill deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's hitting you right now too, huh?
That's hitting me. I also compounded by the fact I just took a sip of my coffee. You know these big thermos things that like keep things hot for 10 hours at a time?
Yeah.
Boiling hot. And this thing was brewed like 45 minutes ago, and it's still boiling hot. But anyways, yeah, so that's my start to the morning. I just burned my tongue, and I had to listen to Aaron Judge again because Evan's a Yankees fan.
Oh, okay.
Evan's
I thought
you
were doing the spit take on the second part of the story, the name of the Blue Jays fan that didn't catch the ball.
No, I did, though.
Frankie Lasagna.
That is amazing. That can't be his real name, though, right?
It's his Frankie Lasagna.
It's not an alias. It's not there wouldn't be a stage name, but he owns a pizzeria, right? In Toronto, I think I read.
I think we're going to learn a lot more about Frankie Lasagna in the coming hours and days.
Yeah, I did. I read a story that he did with the Globe and Mail in Toronto, and he is distraught.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously you would be, right? Like, how much was the ball worth? Was it $1 million? Was it more than that?
I guess. I who's going to pay for it? Isn't it going to be worth less tomorrow? Because Judge hit 60, is 62 worth more than 61 no?
That's a good question. I think 62 has to be worth more. That's the record breaker, right?
Unless you have the ball that matches Maris, and the biggest Yankee fan would really want to recognize the two at the same time. I don't know how these fragile markets work, Joe.
Yeah, you would want to sell it, though, it feels like, in the first 24 hours.
Right.
You want to get out as quickly as possible.
I probably would have sold it within 20 minutes what are they saying? It's going for a couple mil?
Sure.
Like, here's I'll take it. Rather than wait a week and watch the value plummet, here, give me $50. Maybe $100,000. $100,000 right now. You can have it right now.
Well, would you take that? At that point, you're just taking whatever like the Yankees and Aaron Judge would offer you, which is like, hey, here's a couple of tickets. Here's a signed autograph. Here's a bat signed by the whole team. And here's a pair of cleats.
Well, anytime these conversations come up about how much that ball is worth, it all depends on, you know, how much anybody's willing to pay for it. It's just like listing something on StubHub. You're going to get what the market says, what if everybody is included, what it would go for.
Yeah.
If I were your only customer, how much would I pay for that ball? How much would you pay for that ball? How much would Evan pay for that ball as a Yankee fan? Like, what's the dollar amount to own that ball and to put it on your mantle like something out of the Sandlot, you know, where the kids autograph Babe Ruth balls on the mantle. Like, how much would you actually pay?
Evan, give us a number. What's the number? Jeremy has the ball. You have no bidders. How much are you giving?
Well, I don't have the money to pay for it.
Well, for two, right?
That's a big part of this.
If like, would you pay $200?
No, but that's a big part of this. To say it's worth $2 million, if it's purchased by someone that, whose net worth is $7 billion,
right?
I have a tough time believing we really have any idea of what anything is worth.
No, right? Like Bezos could buy the ball for $50 million,
right.
and it's a rounding error for him,
right? And then it's, hey, that's a $50 million ball. Well, to him it is,
right? But to me, yeah. What would I give you for it? I would give you $10.
Would it break Maguire's record? What do you have? 70? That record ball that was
Maguire's? Well,
Maguire's 70th, I think, like went for $7 million, maybe.
But again, like here, it's like, I think what you're asking, Jeremy, is like, what's it worth to me?
Yeah. What would you actually pay for it? To say it's worth $2 million, it means it's worth $2 million to one person.
I honestly would be the good person and just give it to Aaron Judge.
I'm saying for you to own it, you have the chance to own it. Major League Baseball wants you to pay for it and says, name the price you would pay for this.
That's it. You have
it
for whatever the price is.
I can't put a number on it.
Okay, I'll give you a number. Jeremy, $20.
$20.
I would give you $20 for it. And the only reason I would do it is – I have a couple of friends that are Yankees fans, and they would come over and be like, hey, that's the ball that Aaron Judge tied the AL record for.
I would buy it for $20 and give it to Evan.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
right.
Here, have it.
Give it to somebody as a gift. Well, at that point then, well, I guess, do I know what it's worth? Because then at that point, like, you know what? Maybe I would buy it for $50, $100, and I would give it to a friend that's a Yankees fan because he would be, you know, over the moon about it probably,
right.
Knowing what it's worth.
None of this is to say that any one of us would turn down the $2 million from
of
a
course.
Person. But, you know, that's the case with anything. What is your house worth? It's well, the real estate market says it's this. If one person comes in and wants to buy it for five times over asking, like, oh, well,
then
I guess
that's what it's worth.
It's, you know, that's what it's worth now.
Yeah. The guy that buys it, though, too, like, he spends how much on that ticket? In the story he wrote, he had tickets higher up for this game. He goes to a lot of Blue Jays games. He might have said he had season tickets. I don't remember. But he bought seats in that front row because he thought it would improve his chances of catching the home run ball. So he's trying to catch this ball. His night is meant for catching this ball. And it hits him in the glove.
Yeah.
how do you – that's a tough one to come back from. Right? That eats at you for months, years, forever? Like, do you ever get over that? Some people wouldn't.
No, that's right. Some people wouldn't. He said he never brings a glove to the game. This is the one,
yes.
One time he would have done it.
Yes.
I mean, you're out there in left field, and you're thinking, I mean, you're on high alert the whole game. You are not missing any at-bats from him. In fact, you might want to be in your seat for other Yankee or anybody just to practice in case home runs get hit toward you.
Yeah.
So
he did say next time he would bring a fishing net.
Yeah.
There's no way they would let him in with a fishing net, though, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah,
definitely not.
I don't think so. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White here on WGR, by the way, this morning. Are we more annoyed at the record? Do you actually care about the record, impressed about the record?
Well, I think, Joe, it ends up being like a lot of things where it's fine until all of the attention given to it is the thing that annoys you, and then
yes.
It sounds like that's how I sound. I know that's how I sound when I talk about Tom Brady and the Patriots. My obsession with them is built on how much attention they got and how much love they got, and, you know, are the Patriots an actually good team? Yeah, probably, but I'm tired of them. And, you know, I guess I realize that's how it goes. You get tired of something, you want to stop hearing about it. And with this Judge thing and the cut-ins, it lasted a lot longer for him to get to 61. Once we started really, you know, tuning in every night with the cut-ins,
yeah,
it took longer than I think a lot of people expected. I don't want to say he hit a slump, but whatever.
Seven games on a home run.
So when they're doing all the cut-ins, by the seventh game, it becomes like maybe we shouldn't cut into college football. Maybe we shouldn't cut into
Monday Night Football, like they
right,
were thinking about.
There are other events, and if people want to watch it, they know it's on by now. There was the controversy about Apple TV. One of the games is going to be on Apple TV. Should they sit him? So, like,
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah.
Sit him for the Apple TV game?
There was
game.
A conversation about whether or not they should sit him because the Apple TV broadcast wasn't going to be able for ESPN would not have the ability to cut in. And ESPN and Major League Baseball have, of course, a very strong relationship. They need ESPN, and ESPN needs Major League Baseball. So sit him on a Friday night because you don't want Apple TV getting that record, which, of course, didn't happen. And Apple TV ended up giving the game away for free. You could just watch it anywhere as long as you had an ID to log in with. So, like, there's been a lot of whatever stuff around this story. I don't have any problem with Aaron Judge. I kind of don't even really hate the Yankees like I used to.
Yeah.
But this story for me was very much some version of, okay, great. Somebody tweeted last night, congratulations to Aaron Judge for hitting the seventh most home runs in a season. That's
right.
It's the seventh, you know.
Seventh.
Is it really seventh?
I think it is. And it's not all like what I would see a lot of yesterday on Twitter. And I went back and forth with a couple of people. What I saw a lot of was, well, it's all steroid guys at the top. Is it? I'll have to look at the list. I don't think it's all, is it all steroid guys?
It goes Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, McGuire, Sosa, Sosa.
Okay, so.
So the answer to that is yes. But it is the seventh most home runs hit in a season.
Right. But because it's happening, and this is like an AL versus, like, is it a league? Is it a conference? I'm not a big baseball guy, so the history of it, I know there is history of it, and that's probably what I'll hear when I say this, but for me, it's always just, oh, the AL is just one of the conferences in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It might not officially be listed as a conference, but that's what it feels like to me. It's like it's a conference record. It's like if Dak Prescott, and this actually probably would happen because it's the Dallas Cowboys, so funny I picked Prescott. If Prescott were to break the NFC passing record for a single season, like, to me, that's the equivalent of this.
That was another tweet I saw last night. Do you know who holds the NFC record for passing yards? It's Drew Brees.
Okay. So did not know that, but that makes sense.
Congratulations, Drew Brees.
Sure.
Now that we're recognizing, and again, like, this all sounds like, I don't know, we're bitter or we're trying to hate on Judge. If you're a Yankee fan, it's a super cool moment. I totally get it. And to watch a guy as good as him, right. But the whole, put it this way, if McGuire had done it in the AL and Bonds were in the NL, which he was, how would they be selling it? Because it seems
same thing, isn't it? But like he's only buying the steroid guys.
He's only right. So baseball, it almost seems like we don't want to have outwardly the conversation about, hey, this is the first non-steroid guy to hit this many, because that's what this all is about. It's kind of this hush hush. Hey, if we just say American League record, everyone will know what we're talking about without talking about it.
Yeah. And by the way, did you see? It was the what was it? Was it on the Apple TV broadcast? Did that one already happen on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so I think Apple TV had a separate telecast that was the K-Rod cast. I'm trying to confirm this now, but I was reading about this, and at one point during a Judge at bat, the guys that K-Rod had on the show were Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Like, whoever had the game had a separate broadcast where, like, here are the steroid guys talking about this game, and, like, we're glorifying them, like, we're putting them in front of the camera, we're listening to what they say, and at the same time, I've got mostly Yankee fans, but baseball fans that are telling me that what Judge is doing is more impressive than what they did because they took steroids.
Right. One of the counters, of course, is that a lot of the pitchers took steroids back then, too.
Like, right, Clemens did.
Andy Pettit did.
Yeah.
A couple of Yankees definitely did, right? Like, there's two right there.
Well, it's a Yankee thing, right? Like, that's the other thing. And you, I think, tweeted about what Roger Maris actually even said. This does not get this attention, or even a tenth of this attention, if a Cleveland Guardian is doing it.
No, not even close.
It's Roger because Maris, the Yankee. Jr.
Roger Maris Jr., there's an article today, a piece quoting him. He spoke on this. He said, I think it means a lot, not just for me. It means a lot for a lot of people that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way.
Plays the game the right way.
Well, I mean,
he does probably.
That's something you want to say, that's fine. He's a Yankee. I mean, congratulations on that is where we get to kind of like, congratulations on tying a team record. You don't just get to say, I think a lot of people would like to see it recognized because he's a Yankee. I think a lot of people like to see Josh Allen named MVP. I mean, come on, guys. He's a Buffalo Bill. What does that have to do with it, right? Like, okay, your dad was a Yankee. Aaron Judge is a Yankee. Yankee fans should be excited to have watched this and should definitely have enjoyed it and love Judge and be worried about him leaving, of course.
Well, this is why I think me especially, like, I'm not a baseball fan. The only time I will ever watch baseball and care about baseball is to root against the Yankees. And it's because of, like, it's because of the last week. It's because of some notion that's kind of being carried around by every Yankee player, fan, whatever. Not all of them, but it often sounds that way, that I'm more important than you because Yankees. And, like, hey, Clemson and Wake Forest. I'm watching the game with a diehard Wake Forest fan, my buddy that went to Wake Forest, and it's turning into one of the biggest games of his life. They're giving number 5 Clemson, who they never beat, all they can handle. And there's a touchdown in that game being scored that he misses because Aaron Judge is at bat. And he's got to watch an Aaron Judge strikeout. And, like, that to me is the mentality that has me annoyed at all of the attention. And always will with the Yankees, because there is a bully type of mentality, I think, with it. That we're the Yankees, get out of our way. What we do matters more than what other teams do because we're the Yankees. And that Roger Maris quote even is a little bit of that.
Yeah, for sure. It's, Yankee-centric. So, you know, you mentioned you'll watch the root against the Yankees. They had a heck of a run when you were much younger.
Sure.
Early 2000s, they won all the time. I mean, all the time. World Series, they're in the playoffs, they're either winning the World Series or winning the AL, and I'm like you, I'm rooting hard against them every single time, to a point where I would want them in those games, so I could root for the Angels, or I could root for, you know, the Red Sox when they finally broke through. I was jumping on the Red Sox bandwagon with Bulldog at the time and Brad Reiter at the time, like, all about the Red Sox.
Yeah.
However, I've been to a couple of Yankee games. You know, Howard is Howard's back in tomorrow. He's someone that the idea of putting on a Yankee hat, he'd rather be in a coffin than put on a Yankee hat. Like, he's pretty strong with that.
Yes.
Me, I probably would never do it, but it's not like it's, you know, against the fiber of my being.
Sure.
Same. I've been to a couple Yankee games and enjoyed them. I saw CC Sabathia pitch in the new stadium. I went to the old stadium before they tore it down. You know, like, I can appreciate them a little bit. I don't have any problem with that. But, I do agree with the general idea that this is all a bit Yankee-fied. Like, a lot of things are Yankee-fied. Like, if we can be just whisper for a moment, a lot of Derek Jeter was Yankee-fied, right? Like,
100%.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's great. But if he played for the Rays, it's probably a different life for him. He's the captain because he plays for the Yankees. And that's you know, they've got such history. So they're always inescapable if you're talking about a Yankee. Now, Joe, you said regarding rooting against the Yankees and baseball fan, you know, how much of a fan you were growing up versus just watching and rooting against them. I can tell you, one of the most invested I've ever been in sports, one of the times in my life I've ever been the most invested, was the Maguire-Sosa home run chase. That was a time to be alive. That was before, boy, I mean, it's what year is it? 1998, right? It's summer of 98. It is, and this is kind of like where I'm the old guy now, so I'll just...
Well, because I'm 3 years old, so you kind of have to be.
It's not even just three. You could have been 17 at the time, and you would know parts of this. Everything before Twitter, everything before every game is on television all the time, everywhere, before all that stuff.
Yeah.
You would wake up in the morning and watch SportsCenter to see, did he hit one? Because
you didn't know?
You didn't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't just log on Twitter from bed first thing in the morning and be like, Sosa hit one. Okay. It was coverage. It was staying up at night. It was cutting into at-bats. And there had been a couple of home run guys that kind of got close. Matt Williams had a great year in the strike year. He might have been on pace.
Mm-hmm.
It was a record that stood for, do the math here, 37 years. And since the 37 years, this kind of gets to even Judge chasing it, it has been beaten 61 in 1998, 99, 2001. got beat 5-6 times. You know, McGuire did it in 98. Bonds does it 3 years later. So it's almost like a triple crown in horse racing where the first one, oh, my goodness, we finally saw one in a lifetime. If there's one 2 years later, it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, cool, great, congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's a lost art.
It's a little bit.
It's a lost art in sports in general.
Yeah, the non-Twitter world,
yeah.
The country checking in on something like that that hadn't been done in however many years. And the steroid story was a story at the time.
Yeah.
As McGuire and Sosa were doing it, he was on some substance that wasn't illegal. And it's not like we, 5 years later, look back and were horrified. We knew the whole time what was happening.
Yeah.
Baseball knew it was happening, and they, you know, just, hey, whatever, we're having a good time here.
Well, I mean, and that's part of Judge yesterday, right, is a motivation from people to just completely discredit those seasons because of the steroids. And I guess I'm not, I don't have an educated enough opinion on it because, one, like you mentioned, I don't live through that home run chase or that era really at all. I maybe my first memory watching baseball, and I'm not like super young, maybe I'm like 8 or 9 years old, is when Bonds breaks Hank Aaron's record. So that's the end of Bonds, I think. And I don't remember McGuire, and I barely remember Sosa at all. I remember Sosa playing with him in the video game more than I remember him actually playing. So I would not really want to qualify my opinion as educated on this matter, but I don't know. Does it feel right that those records should be completely discredited and where the celebration of Judge is almost that this is number one? Because that's how it feels. It feels like it's being treated as this is number one all time.
Yeah. Well, you might feel like it's the most impressive because we, of course, presume he's clean. Baseball has steroid testing now that they didn't have before. I mean,
Fernando
Tatis got suspended for the year, basically, or half a year. So baseball has testing. There was a time where guys that weren't on steroids, you just presume they were. Like, Ken Griffey Jr. got that treatment. Presumed he wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
Is that
was.
Sosa, too?
No,
Sosa did
was,
test. Okay.
I don't know. I don't even remember who. They had such a long. Sosa got caught corking his bat, among other things.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you hit one home run with a corked bat, and it kind of does a lot of damage to all, what do you
all
like,
of your home runs.
700 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does serious damage. You get caught one time. All right, you must have been cheating. How many times did you not get? You know, did you get away with it? Guys that tested positive or guys that are caught lying. Ryan Braun's another one of these, right?
Like, yeah,
he got caught steroids, and he was one of these guys that was the loudest critics of steroid users. So
A-Rod,
of course, A-Rod was always thought of as a dirty kind of player that would do anything to win. And at the time, and even. I don't even know why I separate. The McGuire-Sosa thing was thrilling, and I knew it might be dirty. The Bonds chase was probably dirty, and I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I was not watching Bonds every night. Bonds hits number 71, 73, and it's like all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the same. So anyway.
So before we hit a break, just obnoxious fan bases in general, because I've mentioned this a couple times already today about the Yankees, that I will watch and root against them. It's maybe my only rooting interest ever in baseball. Like, I don't have a dog in the fight. And I'll do the same thing with Notre Dame in college football and Duke in college basketball, and like those are the same thing. I don't have a college football team or a college basketball team.
You hate all the teams that the kid in high school had all the hats for.
Yes, there's a kid I'm thinking of, and he's got right. Monday he's coming in a cowboy shirt. Tuesday it's Yankees. Wednesday it's Duke. Thursday it's
Notre Dame,
and Friday it's Manchester United. Right, like that kid. That's why I hate all of those teams. I think is that kid, but like that none of that is Buffalo related. So like, do you have a fan base like that? Where, like, they drive you crazy, or a team that they just drive you crazy like that, but you don't really have a dog in the fight? Because you're a Syracuse guy, so I don't really know if you can answer Duke on this.
No, I mean, I've rooted against Duke, sure. I root against Duke. A lot of those teams you mentioned, I mean, the Yankees, I root against the Yankees. I root against Duke. The Patriots became this, of course. Every Boston franchise became this because they went from a town that won no titles to a town that won all of the titles.
Like 11, yeah.
Yeah, but... Hey, good for Aaron Judge. Tough on that guy. Tough on Frankie Lasagna.
Yeah. Oh, Frankie Lasagna. You gotta feel thoughts and prayers for Frankie Lasagna today. What a tough one. And then we'll also, like, I had written down before he broke it last night, like, as I'm in bed, like, I'm with my laptop and, like, I'm writing down, like, all right, things just to mention on the show tomorrow. I wrote down, will this season be remembered for one of the big, more for the choke job if he doesn't get to 61 than it will for how impressive it was to get to 60.
Maybe.
And he got there. He got there, right? Like, I guess he could still not get to 62, and maybe it would be remembered more for him not getting there, but he did. He did get there to 61. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got a thought on Aaron Judge's home run last night, feel free to give us a shout. I want to get to the comment Boomer Esiason made yesterday about Saquon Barkley and the Bills, just an idea that he had for a trade between the Giants and the Bills. There's obviously a lot of connections there. Yeah. So definitely we'll get to that.
I thought that, speaking of the Bills and Giants, I thought they might trade for Nick McCloud, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was with the Bills, and he went to the Giants because he was on the Bills practice squad, and that's a defensive back. But anyway, yeah, the Saquon Barkley stuff, sorry. I've got a follow-up with that about James Cook because
– okay.
You got to let me know if I'm about to turn unreasonable, which we all do sometimes when it comes to James Cook.
I could go for some unreasonable right now. A little back and forth. All right. Phone number is 803-0550. 8 a.m. Sal Capaccio. 9 a.m. Scott Pianowski of Yahoo. Talk some fantasy with Scott. And, of course, Bengals and Dolphins tonight. So we'll have plenty on tonight's Thursday night football matchup. Before we take a break, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills this year. Visit WGR550.com. Look for the TRS Heating and Air Conditioning Intercept Your Heating Bills contest link and enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating bills this winter. The end of the pro football regular season, one lucky winner will be randomly selected from all entries to win. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, they treat you as if you were their only customer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.